Maravilla.
Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Name
Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatyandra Satarine
Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatyandra Satarine
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu
Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Siva Sadi Gaurabhakta Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shyam Kuna Radha Kunjiri Vrindavan Tham Jai Prabhu Tham Jai जय जगन्नाथ सिंह की जय गंगमई की जय हनुमई की जय तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय समवेत भक्तजन की जय All glories to you, Samudra. All glories to you, Samudra. All glories to you, Samudra. Vau fame nande. Hey, welcome everyone. Thank you for being here. I'd first like to welcome our god brother, Lakshminath Prabhu from Canada.
Hello!
And today we're starting third chapter. Vasudev hasn't shown up yet with my book, but we're starting it anyway. Not you.
Oh, okay.
Vasudev too. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Ready to go. We chant a chapter to start off. So we're chanting chapter 3. Arjuna vacha jayasi chet karmanaste mata buddhir janardana tatkim karmani hore mam niyo jayasi keshava yamishrene bhavakena buddhim mohayasi vame Ekam varanishchitya yena shreyo vamapnuyam Shri Bhagavan vacha lokesmin dridhata nishta buddha prokta mayanaka jnana yogena sankhyanam karma yogena yoginam karma ramana rampan naitarnam purushoshnute nacha sanyasana deva Siddhim samadhi gacchati Nahi kashchit shanamahi Jatu tishtatya karma krit Payate yavasha karma Sarva prakriti jargunai Karmendriyani samyamya Yaste manasasmanam Indriyartan dimunhatma Nityashara sarushyate Yasvindriyani manasa Niyam yada padirjana Karmendriyai karma yogam Asakta sa vishishyate Niyatam kuru karma tvam Karma jayo ya karma naha Sharira yatra pichate Na prasid geta karma naha Yagyartat karma non yatra Loko yam karma vantana Karartam karma kanteya Mukta Sangha Samachara Sahayagya Praja Srishtva Guru Vacha Prajapati Anena Prashamis Yadvam Esha Mostrista Kamadruk Devan Pavayata Nena Deva Pavayantu Vaha Parasparam Pavayanta Shreya Param Avapshita Ishtan Bhogani Vodeva Dasyante yantya bhavita Kairdatan matkutayayavyo Yogum te sustena eva saha Yagya shishta sinav Mucchante sarva kilvishai Munjate te tadam papa Ye pachantyatma karanat Anyad bhavanti bhutani Parjanyad anna sambhavaha Yagyad bhavati parjanyo Yagya karma samudbhavaha tasmat tasmat sarvagatam brahma nityam yagye pratishthitam evam pravartitam chakram nanuvarta yati hayah akayur indriya ramo mogham partha sadivati yasvatmadatir evasyad Atma triptas chamanavaha, Atmanyeva chasantushtas, Tasya karyam navidyate, Naivatasya kritenarto, Nakritene hakasyana, Natasya sarvabhuteshu, Kasyadarta vyapashraya, tasma sattva satatam karyam karma samachara asatto yacharam karma paramapnoti purushaha karma naiva hi sansiddhim astita janakaryaha loka sangraham evapi sampashyan kartum arhasi yad yad acharati shreshtas tatra deve taro janaha sayat pramanam kurute lokastad anuvarsate name parthasti kartavyam tri shulokeshu kinchana nanavaptam avaptavyam varta eva shakarmani yadi yaham navarteyam jatu karman yatandrataha mama vartmanu vartante manusya partha sarvashaha utside yuri me loka nakuryam karma chedaham sankarasya nakartasyam upahanyam ima prajaha sakta karmanya vidvamso yata purvanti harata uryad vidvams tata shaktas chakir shur loka sangraham abudhi bhedam janayet agyanam karma sanginam joshayet sarva karmani vidvan yukta samacharam prakrite kriyamanani gunam karmani sarvashaha sahankara vimurkhatma kartaham iti manyate sattva vittu mahabaho guna karma vibhagayo guna guneshu vartanta iti matva na satyate prakriter guna sambuddha satyate guna karmasu tana krishna vido mandan krishna vinna vichalayet mayi sarvani karmani sanyasyadhyatmachetasa nirashir nirmamo bhutva yudhyasva vikatadranaha yene matam idam nityam anutishtanti manavaha shrathavanto nasuyanto mucyante te pikarmabhi ye tretadabhyasuyanto nanutishtanti nematam sarva gyana vihutam stam vittinashtam chetasaha sadrasham cheshtate svasya prakritir gyanamanapi prakritim yanti bhutani nigraha kim karishyati indriyasya indriyasyarte radhvesho vyavastito tayor namashama gachchet gohyasya paripantano shreyan svadharmo viguna paradharmat svanushtitat svadharme mintanam shreya paradharmo payavaha arjuno vacha ata kena prayuktoyam apam chagati purushaha anichchanapi varshneya valadiva niyojataha shri bhagavan vacha kamahesha krodhahesha rajoguna samudbhavaha bhashano mahapapma vidyena miha vairinam lumena vriyate vanir yata darsho malena cha yato vena vrito garbhas tata tenena mavritam avritam jnanametena jnanino nityavairina kamarupena kauteya dushpurena nalena cha indriyani mano buddhir asyadhishthana muchyate etar vimoha yatyesha jnanam avritadehinam tasmatvam indriyanyado niyamya paratarshabha papmanam prajahi yenam jnana vijnananashanam indriyani paranyahur indriyebhya param manah manasastu parabuddhir yo buddhe paratastu saha evam buddhe param buddhva samsabhyatmanam atmana jahi shatrum mahabaho kamarupam durasadam om tat sadati srimad bhagavad gita upanishad su brahma vidyayam yoga shastre krishna arjuna sangvade karma yoga nama tritiyo jaya Om Gyan Timirandasya Gyananjana Shulakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manavistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Pada Mahiyam Padati Shapadanti. Probably overwarm. So, we're beginning the Karma Yoga chapter, Arjuna Uvacha. Jayasi che karmanas te mata buddhir janardana, tat kim karmani ghore ma, niyo jayasi keshava.
Arjuna is asking Krishna,
if you think that buddhi, is intelligence is better than fruitive work,
then why are you trying to engage me in this?
Ghastly activity. Karmani ghore ma, niyo jayasi.
Why are you pushing me
to do this nasty work when buddhi yoga is better? That's Arjuna's question. And what's implicit in this question? What's Arjuna want to do?
I don't want to fight.
Yeah, he doesn't want to fight. So he's pushing his own point here, that well, this, you're on my side if you think that intelligence is better than fruitive activity, then you should be favoring my proposition to quit the war in favor of spiritual cultivation or begging in the forest or what have you. But he admits he's bewildered about the thing. Vyamishreneva vakena. Your words appear equivocal. Eva means as if they're equivocal. Not downright calling them equivocal, but they certainly seem that way. Buddhim mohayasivame. They're bewildering my intelligence, or you're bewildering my intelligence with these equivocal words. Te tarekam vadanishchitya. Yena shreyoham apnuyam. So please tell me definitely. Don't have me on two sides of the question. Please tell me definitely. Ekam vada. Nishchitya, definitely. Nishchit means definitely. Ascertaining definitely. What's most beneficial? Any questions so far? That's the opening query from Arjuna. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Lokesmin Dividha Nishta Pura Prokta Mayanaka Jnana Yagyena Sankhyanam Karma Yogena Yogina. Now Krishna says there are two kinds of two ways of approaching the project of self-realization. Some are inclined to understand it by Sankhya. What is Sankhya?
Analytical
study. And Karma Yogena Yoginam. Some are inclined to understand it by Karma Yoga, acting in Krishna bhakti. Now comes a crucial point. Nakarmanam anarambhan naishkarmam purushoshnute nacha sanyasanadeva siddhim samadigachati. Naishkarmya means freedom from karma. Freedom from karma. Freedom from the reactions of karma. So, nakarmanam anarambhan. It's not that simply by
not starting some activity, not getting involved in activity, that one can get free from the reactions of work. Nacha sannyasanadeva siddhim samadhi gacchati. And one can't attain perfection just by sannyas, renunciation. That's Krishna's opening proposition.
Is that because sannyas is a later stage of?
No. Nacha sannyasanadeva, of course, it's not simply varnashram that he's talking about, but just giving up. After all, Arjuna says, I'm ready to give up, I'm ready to go begging. better for them, let them have the kingdom. I don't want it. I renounce everything. Krishna says, Nacha sannyasanadeva. So you're not going to get perfection just by saying, all right, I renounce everything.
But you still have to maintain your body.
Yeah, that point is going to come. Yeah. You still have to maintain your body.
I'm not clear about this. Is it, you cannot give go for sannyas now? Because
it's not a question of sannyas, simply varnashram. It's not brahmacharya grahastha sannyas. But sannyas means giving up work. It also means varnashram, but simply, you know, I turn my back on all of this thing. You're expecting me to do this, I walk out. Not just by walking out on your prescribed duties that you attain perfection.
Like materialist people, they say, first announce, then renounce. Is that...
First announce,
then renounce.
What do they
you cannot
mean
renounce
that?
Without announcing. It means if you don't own something,
who came
you
up with that
it.
Corny expression? What is that?
It's materialistic. It's materialistic.
First announce what?
Announce your presence, then you renounce your presence. Without announcing, you cannot renounce. Means, for example, a beggar cannot renounce money. Only a rich person can renounce money.
That's a stupid thing to say. It's like a play on words. It's not very pithy. First announce, then renounce. You know, that people do that. You know, Krishna says something profound and they come up with these little corny things. First announce. Announce?
Announce yourself that you have arrived, then you announce yourself.
Hare Krishna. Beneath comment, yes.
I have a question. Here Krishna is telling that not by not performing activities, not by renouncing, so that is not the same thing. It means
pretty practically the same thing.
But why is separating not this, not that?
Good question. Actually, sannyas does also mean in varnashram. Don't think you'll just become a sannyasi. So he's covering it like we use different terms and we say, you know, don't even think about putting your car here or parking here or anything like it. You know, we say it in three or four different words so that you get the idea. Don't park here, don't put your car here. I don't want to see four wheels sitting in this parking place. So you have different ways of saying it. But Prabhupada does pick up adoption of the fourth order of life as one of the points that this is sannyas. You can't just, and here's the point, abruptly adopting sannyas is not going to help us.
It seems to be the case out of frustration.
Out of frustration.
Frustration is not something that gives.
Yes, simply that you're frustrated in your activities. Or Krishna, Arjuna had said, nimittani viparitani. Nimittani chapashami. Viparitani kesh. I see only, you know, the opposite of what I might hope for. Or what is that? How will I enjoy? Punjiya bhogan rudira pradigdhan. All of our, everything we want to enjoy will be tainted with blood. So this is the other side. Well, if I can't enjoy, then I might as well renounce. If there's nothing in it for me, I might as well turn it to my advantage and say, well, I renounce this. Something I don't want to do. I renounce my homework. I renounce my wife. Yeah, creep.
She was about to leave.
The old witch, I renounce her. When things get rough, you know, then we just, okay, I'm gone. But Krishna says you don't attain perfection that way. Just because you don't want to do the job, you don't want to take the responsibility, don't want to do the work, so you walk out. And then put on saffron and say, well, you know, I'm renounced. What's missing?
Working in Krishna consciousness.
Yeah, but what's missing? What makes that a failure? So often?
Premature.
Yeah, why?
There is no spiritual goal.
There may be a spiritual goal.
Heart is not purified.
Ah, there's the point. The heart's not purified. The heart is not purified. Prabhupada makes that point. I don't know if it's in this purport. The sannyasis, you know, they think that they become Narayan by accepting sannyas. So the heart has to be purified. Otherwise, sannyas is not going to help us.
Without purification of the heart, sannyas is simply a disturbance of the social order.
Ah, that's here, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Without purification of heart, sannyas is simply a disturbance to the social order.
Again, somebody can tell, oh, then I don't have to, my heart is not pure, so it means like I will live in a household like till my 100 years. And I can't.
Therefore, there's a process. It's not that sannyas is abruptly adopted. Four orders. What do you do if you're a householder and you're not ready for sannyas? Vanaprastha. Okay, keep your wife. But, you know, don't sit at home, you know, bouncing the baby on your, you know, your grandkids on your knee all day. Get out there and do something for your spiritual progress. Go to holy places, go preach, do, you know, do something. Then, gradually, you can purify your heart, and then we can talk about sannyas. But otherwise, you know, you go out, say, oh, I'm taking sannyas because 50 years old, and, you know, then, well, 50 years in a week, I'm coming back. That's no good. There has to be purification of mind. Okay. Nahi kaschit kshanamapi jatu tistat jakarmakrit karyate hivasha karma sarva prakritir jayagruna. Now Krishna makes the point. You can't refrain from activity. Kshanam hati, not even for a moment. Jhatu tistatya karmakri. And Prabhupada makes the point, there are two reasons. Karyate hi avasha karma. One is forced to act helplessly, avasha. Sarva prakriti jayaguna. Because of the impulses born of contact with the material nature. You know, I say I'm not going to act, but then the next minute it's like, okay, anyway, let's do something. Because the modes of nature are still turning around. So I say I give this up, but the modes are forcing me. And Krishna tells Arjuna, you're going to act as a kshatriya anyway, in the 18th chapter. If you think that you'll give this up and not do it, mityaisha devasayaste prakritim something niyokshati. Niyotsya iti manyase. Yadahankara mashritya niyotsya iti manyase. Mityaisha vyavasayaste prakritistam niyokshati. If you think because of false ego, well, I won't fight, it's all nonsense. Prakritistam niyokshati. Your nature will engage you. Your nature will engage you. Everyone's forced to act according to the nature that they've acquired from the three modes that will come later. But Prabhupada makes another point here. And what is that? Why we are always active. It's the nature of the soul to be active. Mayavadis think that they're going to be to stop all activity. But even if, apart from the body, if they leave their body, still it's the nature of the soul to be active. Still it's the nature of the soul. Okay, any questions here so far, or other comments? Okay. Karmendriyani samyamya yaaste manasa smaran indriyartan vimudhatma mityacharas uchyate. Krishna says, Karmendriyani samyamya Yaaste manasasma. Someone controls the senses outwardly, but inwardly, aste manasasmaran, the mind is on sense gratification. Indriyartan vimudhatma. He's a fool. Mityachara. He's a pretender. He's making a show of sannyas, but his heart is not purified. His heart is not pure. He's just outwardly renouncing, but inwardly he's attached like anything. Well, that's cheating. That's a pretense.
What does Prabhupada say about it? They refuse to work, but make a show of meditation, but actually their meditation is on sense enjoyment.
You can't tell because their meditation is silent. But what are they thinking about? They're thinking of sense gratification. Yeah,
Markat Vairagya.
His mind is impure, that's Prabhupada's point, and therefore his show of yogic meditation has no value. There has to be a process for purifying the mind. That's Prabhupada's point. Any question here? Strong words from Krishna. Vimudhatma. He's a big time mudha. Vimudha. V is
Vishishta Rupena.
Big time. Particularly foolish.
Prabhupada is writing, for sense enjoyment can act in any capacity of the social order. What is he referring to?
Let's see where that is.
Middle of the paragraph.
Okay, let me see. Yeah. There's a certain kind of sense, and one has to gratify one's senses according to his order of life. There's a little bit of sense gratification in brahmacharya life. If you want to gratify your senses more, become a householder, it's fine. You can still gradually purify yourself by taking that path. But there's simply to be making a show of being renounced while your mind is on... There's in the brahmacharini ashram, there's a slang term for such a person, which... people from North America will appreciate. From here, we'll have to explain it to you. But they call them creamsicles. A creamsicle is it's a kind of ice cream, which is like vanilla ice cream with a sugary coating of like orange ice on the outside. That's a creamsicle, right? So the... in the Brahmacharini ashram, according to the grapevine, this is a term for a brahmachari who is, making a big show of being a brahmachari, but actually he's thinking he's a brahmacharini. He's a creamsicle. He's white on the inside, and he's orange on the outside. Well, better, Prabhupada makes the point elsewhere, better than being a show bottle meditator is to work honestly. To accept the ashram. All right, if you're going to associate with women all day in your mind, better get married, have your sense gratification under rules and regulations, purify your heart by actually engaging in the service of Krishna in the grihastha ashram, and make progress. That's Krishna's statement. Doesn't mean that life is meant for sense gratification and Krishna is telling Arjuna, forget renunciation. That's not the point. But the point is that it's actually meant for purification of heart. That's the purpose. It's not meant just for an excuse for getting out of work. Yeah, we find that in India. People, they don't want to work, so they take sannyas. They get a little, racket going in Vrindavan or something. They get a little gimmick. And they're out there collecting money. And they're, not bad. Something like in America, we have the welfare system. So a guy who doesn't want to work he finds some way to say, well, you know, I had this leg injury, or I'm a little crazy, or, I don't know what it is, but there's some, I've got vertigo or something, I just can't get a job, so the government, you guys have to pay for me. So he's on, in England they say, on the dole. The government gives him money for doing nothing, basically, for being a lazy bum. So he's like, he's taken sannyas, he's renounced work. Work is too much trouble. So he gives up work and takes money from the government. So it's cheating, really. The guy can work, but he doesn't have to, so why bother? So he's called, in Western terminology, a lazy bum. So Krishna's, yes?
Mind still dwelling on the sense objects.
Louder, please.
Krishna is telling that if somebody is still thinking about sense objects but restraining sense from action is cheating, so then anybody can apply even here, like we have to just no meditating, no this, like I can go, oh, my mind is still dwelling, I don't want to be cheater, I don't want to do.
No.
It's like other points, from other side it can come.
There's a point that Krishna, there's a word that's going to come up in many of these verses. Karya. Karya means what one is supposed to do. Karyam karma samachara. Is that there? Did we pass that already? It comes up in many places. Verse 5. Karyate, yeah. Karyate. But that's a different thing. Elsewhere it said, Karyam karma karotiya sasanyasi triyogi cha naniragni anashrita karma palam. Karyam karma karotiya. Karya means the person. It means the work that you're supposed to do. Karya means what should be done. It comes from the same root. Karma, karyate, karta, a doer.
Kridatu,
right. Kridatu. To do, to work. So karyate means the work that you're supposed to do. Karya means the work that you're supposed to do. And karyate is what you're supposed to do. So karya. The Krishna's point is not that you should give up work, and it's not that you should do anything. Well, better than being a false renouncer is to go for it.
No, it's popular.
Huh?
I don't want to pretend.
I don't want to pretend.
Be on my position.
False. What will repression accomplish? And after all, I love her, and there she is, only 3 feet away from me, so... If I make a flying leap, I can, grab her and, why be a false renouncer? Be upfront about it. Or we hear it in the ISKCON terminology, it's better to be honest. This is right, it's the kind of current thing. I realized that rather than making a show and trying to be something I'm not, and, just striving to, for something that's just not me. Better to be honest with myself. What's honest with myself? Honest with myself means, 3.5 principles, or maybe 3, or...
You rotate them. You rotate them.
Rotate them, yeah. So better to be honest, That's not what Krishna means, that you just follow your senses, and that's honest. That's not at all... and we'll find that at the end of the chapter, Krishna, in the same sequence where this verse comes up, what will repression accomplish? There's a very strong presentation by Krishna that you've got to control your senses, that you have to control your senses. So Krishna is not at all recommending, just kind of let go and be honest with yourself. Honest with yourself means everybody's influenced by the material modes of nature. Everybody wants unrestricted sense gratification. But one has to follow some principles. that we'll find also in this text. It's not a license for doing anything goes, not at all. But karya, it means one should perform his one's prescribed duty. What is that? That depends on who you are. Brahmacharya has one prescribed duty. Householder has another prescribed duty. Vanaprastha, sannyasi, they have other prescribed duties. Not that a vanaprastha says, well, yeah, but you know, it's kind of natural for me to go to social functions and no. Vanaprastha means you're finished with the social functions and all this kind of stuff. Now you're living a life of tapasya. Sannyas doesn't mean that, well, you know, a little fun now and then. No.
These days there's another order which I fall into, that is divorced. So what
divorced.
Does, yeah, so what does that, where does that
That's the modern form of sannyas.
That's not Vyasa, that's not Brahmaprastha.
It doesn't last very long.
That's the more modern form of sannyas, should you choose to accept it. In the modern age, people never take sannyas anymore, in Western countries especially. There's no sannyas, there's only married life. But people get divorced like anything. So now you have a choice. Either you can go at it again and become a two-time loser, or you can say, well, you know, I learned something there and forget it. Now, in fairness, that depends. Someone, you know, he's not prepared to forget it, so all right, then get married again and carry on.
Otherwise, the vanaprastha starts right away?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'll give you an example. One of my godbrothers, kind of important godbrothers, his wife was pregnant, and not by him. Huh? So he was thinking, well, this is it, you know, I'm just going to take sannyas. And he expressed that determination to some other devotees. And pretty soon the word got around that he was, you know, that this has happened, he's thinking of taking sannyas. So people were advising him left and right, no, you know, don't do that, and you know, everybody makes mistakes, and this happens, that happens. And especially the women were, okay, she made a mistake, and you know, it doesn't mean you should reject her, this, that. Anyway, he went to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, this is what happened. I'm thinking of taking sannyas. Prabhupada said, at the first excuse. At the first excuse. And he immediately gave him sannyas.
Whenever you get a chance.
At the first excuse, the first reason.
As soon as there's a reason, go for it. That was Prabhupada's. You're all right, you know. Forget it.
But then again, you have to be able to sustain that, otherwise it's...
Yeah, of course. But Prabhupada... Anyway, that's the history there.
Emphasis is on the side.
Now, you might have told somebody something else, okay. But the idea is that we should learn from our... The material world is set up in such a way that there's actually no happiness anywhere in the material world. And that includes in family life. There's not... It's not Sukhalia, you know. It's not, this is the heavenly planets. There's some appearance of happiness, but...
There's no appearance of happiness.
Not even the appearance of happiness. There must have been some appearance or you wouldn't have gotten stuck to begin with.
That was moha,
yeah. That's an appearance of happiness, moha. So there's some appearance of happiness, and then there's so much hard work, and there's so much trouble, and dealing with... The mind, you know, everything is double now. If you had physical problems, now you've got double physical problems because you have them for two people. If you have mental problems, now you've got two people's mental problems.
Earlier there was five senses to control.
Yeah, if you had five senses to control, now you've got 10 senses to control. That's so much difficulty. Your expenses go up, you have to work, your everything. But people still think, yes, it's nice. So there's no actual happiness. And if one can learn that, then skip it. You know, all right, I had my bad experience. Let's move on. Yes?
If the encouragement of this to leave at the first opportunity like that, then don't we end up with single mothers as a burden to the society we're trying to create?
Yes, you wind up with single mothers as a burden to the society, but it's not the man's responsibility to say, oh, here's this little child who's not mine, and I have to take the burden or it'll be on the society. It's not his duty. Again, karya, his prescribed duty. It's not his prescribed duty.
So first opportunity should be outside of one's duty.
Legitimate opportunity.
Yeah, right.
Not that one is simply irresponsible. That, I got a free ticket to Kansas, and it was a ticket for one, so... Sayonara. Not like that. Not that as soon as there's a little trouble. That's also mentioned later in Bhagavad Gita. One who gives up duties, prescribed duties, simply because they're troublesome, is renouncing in passion. And he never gets the proper result of renunciation. But... Suppose circumstances, all right, the thing is finished, then why, turn it around and, replant the field and go through the whole thing again? If one has had one's bad experience and one can learn from it, then all right, be finished with it, be done with it. Okay? Be done with it. Yes?
That question again about that this cheater, this pretender, word by word translation, that Karmendriyani, 5 working sense organs. Like
yes.
Who controls, restricts only working sense. On
yeah.
It means like we're not
the active, the knowledge gathering senses are quite busy. He's hearing, he's seeing, and especially the sense within, the mind. That's the one that's emphasized here. The mind is busy thinking of sense gratification. So it doesn't mean the first time the mind thinks of sense gratification, say, well, that's it, I have to become a householder. One controls the senses, controls the mind, but if he's unable to control the mind, then better than being just a show bottle, all right, live peacefully.
That means that if you're not able to control mind, it means still we're not able to control that incoming senses, of course.
Yes. Yes. Was there a question here? Yes.
Shrila Prabhupada gave sannyas to very young men. It's
yes.
So remarkable that they maintained the ashram for so many years.
Yeah. Yeah. It was an emergency measure, Prabhupada said. But how is one able to do it? By Krishna consciousness. That's none of these things can't be. That's the Prabhupada's point here, that purification of heart ultimately means Krishna consciousness. For the person who is Krishna conscious, then renunciation is possible. Or renunciation becomes joyful. Raso varjam rasopyasya param drishtva anivartam. He's got a better taste, so it's pleasant for him.
Even sometimes renunciation is artificial. Like trying to imitate Kudhi Sanyasa.
Yeah.
Put in a good association with a good devotee. Naturally, he can develop that tendency.
Right. There has to be a process for purification of heart. So that, what's that process? Association of devotees, chanting Hare Krishna, serving the deities, preaching. By all these purifying activities, he becomes absorbed in Krishna consciousness. And then, what is the sense gratification? He's just too busy. No time. Not interested. Having too much fun. Another question. Yes?
So at the moment, what is the... What is the requirement for it? It has to be
fixed in. Oh, this is ISKCON policy. I hardly know much about ISKCON policy. I have to ask one of the guys in the law department, ISKCON law department. They've got a 125-year late waiting list, and I don't know what it is there. There's some system. I guess one has to get recommended by some GBC member, and
Well, it's a party.
Yeah, it's according to how old you are. The older you are, the less time you have to wait. You have to wait 5 years if you're 50?
If you're less than 50.
If you're less than 50, then the more years you have to wait. So, yeah. So they've got it already.
I think part of it's you're going to have permission from your wife as well.
Oh, my God.
Something like that.
Yeah.
$25,000 in the bank.
Yeah, you got to have like $25,000 in the bank. Form filled out in triplicate by your wife saying it's okay. Permission from the governor of your state. I don't know what the laws are. There's something out there. I don't really know what it is.
So better to skip it.
Huh?
Better to skip that ashram.
Skip the ashram? Sannyas?
No, you have to ask.
Yeah, it's easier to get permission to take sannyas if you never got married to begin with. That much I know. Yeah. They make it pretty easy then. There's no wife to sign the triplicate form or anything like that. Yeah.
No, you got $25,000.
$25,000? Is that what it is?
$25,000. That's what I read.
Fee to take sannyas?
No, for your wife. You got to make sure your wife has at least $25,000 permission form and all this sort of stuff. I read this a while ago somewhere.
I'm glad there was no such procedure in place when Prabhupada took sannyas. Anyway, in fairness, there's some rules to prevent irresponsible activity and to see that people are well situated before they leap into something. So these rules have their purpose. But it's beyond my expertise. I don't know what the rules are. There are people who know these things.
Prahlad Anandamaya.
We have a minister for sannyas, and we have all this stuff. So you can take advantage of all these things.
Kadamba Kanana told us in detail the other day. All this
that
Guru. For Guru, right? But he probably would know this as well.
Maybe Kadamba Kanana Maharaj knows. I just.
It's very technical.
Yeah, when I gave Kadamba Kanana something, I just said, you work it out with that.
Come back with the forms.
You come back, you know. Right. Get your P form and... you get your P form, I'll give you some jobs. That's basically it. Okay, are we ready to move on from... Yes?
Well, the pretender is... knowledge is taken over by machine.
Louder.
Pretender's knowledge is taken away by Maya. So Maya Pritha Jnana, can you take it like this?
No, that's a little different thing. That context is different. Of course, Maya Pritha Jnana means taken away by knowledge. So it's the same. You can use, but that's a different context.
Can we call a pretender as a demon?
No. It's not that because, you know, just picking up the same term from two different chapters and saying, you know, therefore this equals that. No, he may be a sincere person, but somehow he's bewildered.
He's a Kama devotee.
Yes, a Kama devotee. He may be a devotee, but he's bewildered. Accepted prematurely the renounced order without proper consideration. No, just to... that's a dangerous kind of way of doing explicating verses, is to pick up a term from someplace else and say, well, it must apply. No. Okay, are we ready to move on? Yas twindriyani manasa niyamya rabiterjana karmendriyai karma yogam asakta sa vishishyate. Two, yes, two.
Two means but. On the other hand,
but. Indriyani manasa niyamya rabate arjuna. By the mind, he controls his senses. Niyamya arabate, he begins.
Arabya means beginning. Arabate, he begins controlling the senses.
By the mind.
by the process of karma yoga, asakta with detachment, vishishyate, he's much better. He's much better. Just to adopt sannyas and pretend to be renounced when you're not really renounced is not very good. But to accept, all right, here's where I am, and from this point I begin my purification, that's good. Notice, asakta, not, well, I'm attached, I got to go for it. But one karmendriyai, karma yoga, connect in connection with Krishna, he acts. He performs activities with his senses for the satisfaction of Krishna. Asakta, with his spirit of detachment, that's better than just saying, okay, I won't do anything. Clear? In this verse, okay, here's the editorial diversion for the day.
We will find. This is one of those controversial verses. Aste manasasmanan. What's that?
No,
he promised sugarcane juice. Oh, right. Made a solemn vow to provide sugarcane juice. This is a serious thing.
Where's that juice kid?
There's a rule around here, right? Whoever's phone rings during the class has to give sugarcane juice for the whole class.
What would be a good answer to give to somebody if they were to say to me, well, you know, Prabhupada used that old unedited Bhagavad Gita and it was good enough for Prabhupada, so, you know, even if there's a few things here and there,
fine, use it. No skin off my back. Prabhupada used it, go ahead and use it. Okay. Fine with me. You explain to people, I mean, you will have some difficulties. You will have to explain to people what the fruit of being fixed in the... What is it?
He's starting second time to give us sugarcane juice.
Oh, you're the I see, you're the next sugarcane supplier.
Like you're the
Whoa.
Double round.
Maybe you can find out what, you know, what the bargain rates are for... You know, 30 glasses of sugar cane juice?
Times two.
I'll be two at Jamal Prasadam.
Sorry?
I'll be in Jamal Prasadam. And I'll be
two. Okay.
Okay. What's that?
Is that acceptable to everyone? Okay. Popular.
Keep my phone.
You're saying, Mars, that there are some serious oversights in the original Gita that came out and have a hard time explaining them.
Yeah, I mean, there are people who've made the attempt to, what was that fruit of being in the...
Yeah,
that was the end of 2-1 or something.
What's
the first? 2-1, right? This realization is possible when one works without attachment to fruitive... Oh no, when one works with the fruitive being situated in the fixed conception of the real self.
Oh, I see.
That was the original one. So, it's okay. Use the first edition and, you know, you just deal with those things. It's not... Everyone, you make your choices and you take the goods and the bads. So you take it, fine. But, you know, you explain what that means. You explain the planet of the trees. You explain all these things.
Were those things, they were not in the original manuscript? It was
no. Well, let's take the present example for which I've been castigated on the internet
The original for verse 3:7, original means first edition, is, on the other hand, he who controls the senses by the mind and engages his active organs in works of devotion without attachment is by far superior. Mm-hmm. And so somebody out there on the internet says, just see, in Jayadvaita's edition, all you have to do is try to control the senses.
Instead of,
in Prabhupada's Gita, it says, he who controls the senses by the mind. But in Jayadvaita's Gita, it says, he who tries. Now it's just enough to try. You don't have to actually control your senses. All you have to do is be sincere and try. In this way, they ruin everything. That's the rap on the internet. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. This is the original manuscript version. Original means this is what is in Prabhupada's typed manuscript, unedited, unabridged, on everything. Before, you know, pristine, nobody messed with it. On the other hand, if a sincere person tries to control the active sense organs and begins karma yoga in Krishna consciousness without being attached, he is by far the better.
I was there in the beginning.
Yeah.
And then somehow or the other was edited to try out.
Yeah.
And we just made it. You have to do this.
Manuscript means transcription of the verse according?
Nope. The first six chapters were apparently typed by Prabhupada himself. There was no dictation.
You're restoring it to the original.
Well, you know, looks that way to me.
Can you read the
first edition? On the other hand, he who controls the senses by the mind and engages his active organs in works of devotion is without attachment, is by far superior.
In the Sanskrit, where is try?
Try is in the second edition.
No, in the Sanskrit.
There is no, well, that's the point. This sincere person tries. This is from Prabhupada. It's not literal. If you go to whichever translation, these people didn't know Sanskrit, they consulted some other translation. And fine, there's nothing wrong with the first edition. It's a very good translation of what Krishna is saying. Only it loses some points that Prabhupada makes in his translation. Prabhupada, as we know, he gives translation and purport together. And that's an accepted method of commentary. Bhaktivinoda Thakur does the same thing. You'll find quite a lot of purport in his translations. Hmm?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's Bharata Vidya Bhushan Pad's, from the Bharata Vidya Bhushan Pad's commentary, he has taken this tries to control this.
So it's not, you know, Prabhupada didn't just invent it out of his own choice, but he's following the Acharyas.
Yeah.
And this is what the Acharya says the verse means. We accept it.
No.
Yes.
It also is much more sensible than that when you begin karma yoga, you're just a beginner, but you're going to start to try.
I mean, it's fine either way. That's the point. If you read the old edition, you're not going to be in Maya, you're not going to be dealing with an unbonafide, unauthorized, blah, blah. It's fine. Good translation, nothing wrong with it. Just that the second is closer to what Prabhupada originally said. That's all.
Can I jump ahead to another verse for
a second? You want to do that?
What?
We could be here for 4 hours.
We could be here for a lot of hours. Okay. What chapter is it in?
It was 434.
We're going to get there. You're staying for the fourth chapter, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So when we get there, we'll deal with, you know, it will come. Yes.
Question. Here, translation, like Prabhupada is telling, we try to control active senses. Active senses means what?
Active senses.
Or any senses.
Karmendriyai, karma yoga. Karmendriya. There's dhyanendriyas and karmendriyas.
Yeah, but about controlling, there is only indriya. For active,
no.
Yeah. Yes, tvindriyai manasa.
Karmendriyai, karma yoga.
No, so that is in case that with a for controlling there is only Indriya, and for engaging Karmendriya.
Yeah, okay.
Here it is Karma Indriya.
So means Prabhupada that just you should control that knowledge acquiring senses or only act like that action senses. Active senses means action senses or any senses.
Well, actually, okay, let's look at the original Sanskrit. Yastu indriyani manasa niyamya arabhate. He controls the senses by the mind. That would mean all of his senses.
Yeah, but that is little active. Like action active is very sound similar. I mean, like
yeah, it does.
It's easy to just accept. Like
it seems that it's moved to a different part of the verse. Prabhupada says, begins karma yoga and Krishna consciousness. But you're right. Strictly, it should be controls all of his senses. So
it sounds like that in that first edition commentary that yeah, editor did that.
That's right.
Like that first edition like of Gita, like editor did like exactly it was that thought.
Yeah, it was
all senses and
yes, he had it from tight from because he copied it from a good translation.
Okay.
But Prabhupada's doing it this way.
But still then remains some little confusion.
Yeah. Yeah. Therefore the word for word is there. Yes.
There's one text of some Puran, maybe the Padma Puran or some other Upanishad, I'm forgetting. So there is giving support that why this is only Karmendriya. It's giving the mind is not only the senses, it is the king of the senses.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why when the knowledge is there, so mind actually control everything. So by this Karmendriya, it is not only the knowledge acquiring, I mean, active senses, also the by the manasa, the knowledge acquiring senses are mint. Both of this being covered by manasa and karma.
Manasa means like all,
yeah.
Because manasa
yeah, yeah.
Is like the center
is
of acquiring knowledge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Vigyan rahita prana, na tat karan manopi na, na pranasa chitana hajata, vigyan rahita prana, shushuptihi vidyate. In this
you're pointing names.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No,
I see your point. It's good. Okay. And here's a comment at the end. The sincere sweeper in the street is far better than the charlatan meditator who meditates only for the sake of making a living. This was a point that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur made many times. It better to be, you know, do some honest work, even if it's sweeping a street. Than to make a show, you know, just make a business of sannyas. And we know that in certain holy places, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very indignant that these people are pretending. What is that? Dushtaman tumi kisher boishnav, pratishtara kore, nirjanara ghare, taba harinam kevala koitet. You're just making a show. Dushtamain, Dushtaman, Tumi Kisha, what kind of Vaishnava are you? You're trying to imitate Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Hare Krishna, but you've got, you know, this girlfriend and that mistress and this and this that. It's just a show. Tava kare Harinam, Kevala Koitab. Your Harinam is just cheating. It's just cheating. So don't make a living by renunciation. Don't cheat. Better to perform one's prescribed duties. Prescribed duties for the sannyasi, for the mature person in spiritual life whose heart is purified, sannyasi is very good. For the person whose heart is not purified, sannyasi is not recommended. Better that he work in Krishna consciousness. Do some active, practical activity. Or, in our Krishna consciousness movement, we find there are people who want to go away. I gave that example of that sannyasi who was in a holy place, who was in Vrindavan, and Prabhupada ruined his spiritual life. Remember that? He said, because I wanted to do bhajan, and Prabhupada engaged me in construction. Why? Because Prabhupada saw that his heart was not purified. And therefore, karma yoga, practical activity, was better than just making a show of being a peacock in Vrindavan. But Prabhupada gave another example, that one African boy came here to Mayapur to chant 64 rounds a day, and he constructed a hut out in the middle of the rice fields, And he was chanting 64 rounds a day for what, 3 days or something? And then he was never seen again. You know, it was just a show. He couldn't actually, because there he was, him and his mind. So Prabhupada was very particular about this, not to just, you know, have Babaji's floating about so-called chanting Hare Krishna, but to engage devotees in practical service by which they would actually be purified. We see these days, you know, people kind of just like floating around Vrindavan, you know, looking for, you know, the nectar. I met some poor girl in someplace in Vrindavan, and she was just like an orphan, you know, she was some European girl, she was just like an orphan, and she was, you know, kind of looking for these higher things, but it was totally impractical. She had no practical engagement, she had no protection even. She's just wandering around in Vrindavan, trying to get to the essence of, you know, Radha and Krishna's mood of loving service or something. And, you know, I hope she went back to Europe, safe and sound.
Did she have a spiritual master?
I don't recall. I know a little bit of more, but anyway. Yeah, of course I can't speak for Prabhupada's thought processes when he was taking sannyas, but I'm sure that he felt that it was a duty. He told us that he didn't want to take sannyas, but his spiritual master practically obliged him to take sannyas. He's pushing him, putting the pressure on to take sannyas. But Prabhupada took sannyas in that mood, that sannyas doesn't mean that now I have some opportunity for making a big name for myself and making some disciples and living comfortably. But he took it as greater responsibility for serving the mission of his spiritual master. That was sannyas. Not that sannyas means just dumping activity. You see how active Prabhupada was as a sannyasi.
He increased his activity.
Huh?
He increased his activity.
Increased his activity.
Reduced his sleep.
Prabhupada said, they see that we are going to the paper mills, that we are going to the printers, and they think that we've taken up business in the guise of the renounced order of life. Mm-hmm. Because the materialists or the uneducated people mistake activity for being something mundane. But sannyas doesn't mean to become inactive. Sannyas means acting for Krishna. Okay. Yes, we have a little more time. Yes?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in Jaiva Dharma chapter 8, he was explaining the adhikar, the right and eligibility to take sannyas, is that why sannyasis and other people, they fall down from their position, is that they prematurely accept him and there is an offense.
They what?
Prematurely accept the sannyas and higher stage. They really are not meant for that, and that's why they transmigrate their own adhikar and there's offense. And gradually they come down.
Yeah, they keep their mundane consciousness, they just change the dress. Yeah. But sannyas doesn't mean just dress, it means consciousness. But elsewhere, later in Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada will comment that suppose someone has taken sannyas prematurely, so then what should he do? He should engage himself in Krishna consciousness so that his heart does become purified, so that he's fit for sannyas.
Instead of sannyas, you know?
Yeah, that's Prabhupada. It's, I think, chapter 10, Tadami Buddhi Yogam Tam. Suppose someone is, right? Prematurely, you can find it yesterday. I think it's chapter 10. Might be 9. But Prabhupada says that. Suppose someone's attached to a spiritual institution, he's associating with devotees, but in spite, then still engage in Krishna consciousness and Krishna will give you the intelligence. Even if you've accepted sannyas, but you're not so educated, you don't know the philosophy so well. you don't have such a clear understanding, well, get one. Yes?
It seems that around 76, it became a fashion to take sannyas. The Prabhupada started to question it. Why didn't you want to take sannyas?
Yeah. Prabhupada saw, well, anyway, yeah, that sannyas is not just a fashion. Or, you know, a device for getting Mahaprasadam. Or what to speak of, you know, having all the girls offer their humble obeisances to you and go, ha ha, when they see you. You know, it's like, if I couldn't be a rock star, I can be a sannyasi. Okay. Niyatam kuru karma tvam karma jayo hiya karmanaha sharira yatra pichate na prasidyet akarmanaha. Here's the point that Lakshminath Prabhu made earlier, that Krishna said you can't even maintain your own body without work. You think that you're going to become inactive, give up work. It's a whole misconception. I'll just not do anything. Just like you see sometimes... No, I won't make that comment. But you can't just not do anything. You can't not do anything. You have to do something. Uh-huh. Even to maintain your body, you have to do something. That's Krishna's point here. And again, Prabhupada's making the same points, that simply whimsically giving up your work is not going to purify the heart. One has to perform the work in the spirit of Krishna consciousness. That will bring about purification. Yes?
Here the work we're talking in the framework of vanashram, culture, and like that, but sometimes devotees feel that my work is with karmis in the Western world, they're kind of degraded people, therefore I'm not getting purified by this work. I'm actually getting degraded. So yeah. Better to give it all up.
That may be. He's thinking, I'm just working out in the material world with all these karmis and becoming degraded. Better to give it up. That may in fact be. There's nothing in the Vedas that says you should work with karmis in a crummy, miserable environment doing some nasty work. And that's because that's Krishna consciousness. Therefore, Prabhupada had in mind that places like Mayapur, householders can come, live simply. That householders, why? It's just work. Preaching can be, is an honest occupation for a householder. If one is serious about Krishna consciousness, one may be able to, Prabhupada said, invent some way to make a living and use his valuable time for spreading Krishna consciousness. It's not that I have no other goal in life or no other business in life than to work in some nasty job where there's no suitable opportunity for cultivating Krishna consciousness. I can't come to Mangalarti, I can't see the deities in the evening, I have no time to read books, can't even chant my rounds, but I'm a responsible person. Yeah, but there's more to prescribed duties than just making money. So Prabhupada had different ideas in mind about how devotees could solve that problem. One was by living in a place like Mayapur. Another was by having devotee businesses where they'd work in that spiritual sky business, where they'd work together in Krishna consciousness. These farming communities was particularly an idea that Srila Prabhupada had, that, live in a very simple, live in Krishna's arrangement. Why a big what does it cost for an apartment in New York City? $2,000 a month. So you have to make $22,000 a year just for your apartment. Then food, then transportation, which is now the biggest expense that in householder life, according to the government agency that watches these things. It used to be food and shelter used to be the two biggest expenses. Now the number one expense is transportation.
Gasoline is going up and up and up.
Excuse me?
Gasoline.
Well, it's not only gasoline, but it's gasoline, it's the car, it's the repairs, it's the license, it's taxes, it's
the money that you pay to the bank because you financed your car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's parking. $35 a day, for crying out loud, for parking. For park, you know, it cost you so much to get your damn car into New York City. Now you have to spend $35 for the thing to sit there all day.
Or tickets if you don't sell.
Tickets. Speeding tickets.
It's a big business.
Whatever it is, it's expensive. Transportation has become very expensive. Because you need a car to go to work. So Prabhupada's idea was live simply. Get some land, cultivate the land, grow your own food, reduce your necessities, and chant Hare Krishna. We know, who's that devotee up in Sharanagati who makes the pens?
Yamalarjun.
There's one devotee, Yamalarjun, up in Sharanagati farm. He has a little bit of land and a house, you know, a simple house, really, just kind of home built. I think he built it, right?
Yeah.
Built himself a house. It's a very foresty area, so there's all these trees there. So, you know, local materials, built himself a house. He's there, his wife, got a few kids there. And for money, he walked around his house and he saw that there were these twigs that were falling from the pine trees. So he started taking twigs and sanding them down and varnishing them up and hollowing them out and putting pen points in them and selling them. The twigs were free. The varnish cost next to nothing. Sandpaper cost next to nothing. And the pen points cost a few pennies apiece. And then he was selling these pens at a very good price because they were handcrafted items. And then the local Vancouver Ferry Company saw them and said, oh, these are very nice things. We can sell them on our boats. You know, so these pens were selling for quite good money. And it's just stuff that he picked up walking around his house. This is intelligence. You know, Krishna gave everything. And you just make a little manipulation. And there's your living expenses. Simple thing.
I have another question.
But we don't want to live that way. We want to live in New York City in a, you know, rather than a hectic way of life. But Prabhupada was recommending that rather than getting lost in this big cycle of working to pay off ever increasing or at least never diminishing expenses, get some land, grow your own food, meet your basic necessities through Krishna's arrangement. That was, Prabhupada was very much pushing that in the last years of his time with us. Yes?
So if there is even like for not only business possible, but even like there for the brahmana, the grihastha, so they were able to live even...
Simple. Okay, here's economics 101 in Krishna consciousness. Which is easier to do? Increasing your income or cutting your expenses?
Cutting
your expenses. It's so much easier to cut your expenses than to increase your income. To increase your income, you always have to spend money. And it's not easy to increase your income. But cutting your expenses, really, it's your determination to do it. Yes?
Of course, the karmas have the money work for you.
They have?
Have the money work for you. In other words, you strive enough or you make enough that finally it starts.
Yeah, they'll have their money working for them when they reach a certain
level. For that, you have to work a lot.
Yeah, for that you have to work a lot. But anyway, the point is, and even then, there, I saw another statistic. I see statistics now and then. Like 30 years ago, if a woman was working, it meant that her husband was poor. If the husband was so poor that he couldn't earn sufficiently, then the wife would also work. Now when husband and wife are working, it's because they both need to work to maintain their lifestyle. right? It's not that to meet the basic necessities of life, both of them have to work. But because they've picked up a certain standard of living, it can't be sustained just on his salary. She has to go out and work too. You know, and then the kid is somewhere while both parents are working, and all sorts of other problems ensue.
They start daycare from the first year. Daycare starts.
Oh, yeah. People, you know, all sorts of things. There are all sorts of ways that people that women get kind of out of whack because they're, you know, like having children and taking care of them is like some sort of ancillary activity. The main thing they have to do is work. And the work is as it's conceived in the, otherwise, you know, women would work in the fields, the baby is like, okay, she's over here, the little baby is sitting there, she's wrapped up in something and she's taken care of and the mother checks in on her. But, you know, now you've got to go to an office, you know, you don't bring your baby to the office for crying out loud, you know. So you drop them off at some, you know, leave them with some stranger. And who knows what's going on.
Coming back to the text.
Oh, we have to come back to the text.
One more question. This purificatory process, the purification, the mood of purification is just like in Bhagavatam we see that Tatvenu Kampartam Susamikshamana, you're saying? Same mood?
That's part of purification. See that Krishna, whatever is happening to me, it's Krishna's mercy. Purification means to be engaged in Krishna consciousness. To have the mind and senses engaged in the service of Krishna. Savai manap Krishna padarvindya. That's the spirit of purification. Ugra karma. Nasty activities. That's different from prescribed duties. So Prabhupada wanted to retool things in such a way that devotees could be engaged in simple activities that would be conducive for Krishna consciousness. Save their time.
Like it seems that the upbringing, the conditioning, for most people to live simply, it's an austerity.
It's complicated. It's austerity, but then, you know, because they don't want to take that austerity, they take worse austerity. So it's Maya's trick. You know, a little bit of austerity and your problems are solved. But if you don't take that austerity, you have to take so many austerities.
And problems increase.
And the problems are increasing. So it's not to say that a person can't be very responsible in Krishna consciousness and hold down any kind of job, work in any kind of occupation, and perform all of his prescribed duties. And we have many devotees who have all sorts of different engagements and manage them very nicely. It's not that this is out of the question. But sometimes we see that people get swallowed by, you know, work, 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 work. They don't know how to manage it. It's just work and work and work and work and forget about Krishna. Then what are you working for? And then we see this, that they were working to maintain their family in Krishna consciousness. That's why they got married and now they want to work to support their Krishna conscious family. But soon they're working so much and their wife is working so much and so many things are going on that now there's no Krishna consciousness. And so what is that Krishna conscious family life that they're trying to maintain? And therefore finally it comes down to the point of, you know, whatever reason, there's a divorce and he's interested in somebody else and she's interested in, you know. Why? Because they all were working very hard to maintain themselves in Krishna consciousness. So if you can work and otherwise take some simpler form of existence, work in a simple way, and actually have Krishna consciousness. Our new Vrindavan was meant for that. But live simply, and there was lots of austerity, but it's actually better than the artificial way of life in the mainstream of society. That was Prabhupada's idea. That was probably it. Simple living and high thinking. In any case, one has to act. There's no question of just, I won't do anything. You'll be forced to act. Everyone has to act, if even only to maintain his body. Making a show of not acting and having your mind in all sorts of other things is not wanted. One has to purify the heart by Krishna consciousness. That's our point here. Thank you all very much. And today's Thursday?
Friday.
Today's Friday, so I don't get to see you again till Monday.
I've got an announcement regarding Parikrama.
We have announcements regarding Parikrama.
So there's a Parikrama tomorrow to Dameshwar Mahaprabhu. The party leaves at 10 a.m. from the main gate of the temple. 10 a.m. and Kadama Kanda Maharaj is confirmed to be coming.
3 years.
10 a.m. tomorrow.
Will there be prasadam?
Is there any particulars?
We'll see about prasad. We don't know if we're going to feed you tomorrow.
Shishma Jayadutta Swami Maharaj ki
jai. Guru Prabhupada ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Gaur Premanande.
Ye Bhagavad Gita padha hai acha acha
from
Business Street and then the main gate Bhagavad Gita shukla 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 shukla.
I'm of two minds about it. I'm really of two minds about it.
So
that determination, because we know Krishna consciousness wants us to center.
Yeah, Maharshi was yesterday. He just went so well. So he took the extra room. Usually Maharshi would take the rest like that. Maybe tonight.
The stream recording.
Nobody's taking.